Scott Cullen, host of Locked On Fantasy Hockey on the Locked On Podcast Network. In today's episode, we have team and player point total over-unders from our friends at betonline.ag, plus some picks and DFS tips from Wednesday's games, and oh yeah, we have hockey.
We're talking about the greatest sport in the world.
I've already talked about Stanley Cup odds on the last podcast. Let's start with the team point totals, where I think there might be some value. Start Colorado Avalanche, team that I think will be the best team in the league this season, over 73.5 points. That's a little under a 108-point pace in an 82-game season, and the bottom half of their West Division looks like it could be ripe for the picking. I have the Avalanche projected for 79 points because they appear to clearly be the best team heading into the 2021 season. Pittsburgh Penguins, over 65.5 points. I liked it when it was at 64.5, too. Penguins do have legitimate questions in goal. Tristan Jarry and Casey DeSmith are not the most experienced tandem. Otherwise, it remains a pretty solid roster. I think it's somewhat easy to gloss over the fact that Sidney Crosby only played 41 games for the Penguins last season. And as long as Crosby and Evgeny Malkin are in the lineup, I think the Penguins should comfortably be a playoff team. The Vancouver Canucks, under 63.5 points. Now, I also like that one at 64.5, too. The Canucks have some solid pieces, but their forward depth, their defense, their goaltending, all have question marks attached to it, and so I could see them dropping off a bit this season. The New York Islanders, under 64.5 points. I noted in my Power Rankings podcast, the Islanders are a team that I consistently underrate, but I'm going to take my chances again with this number. I'm not sold on their defense or even their depth forwards, although I do like their goaltending, so I just don't see them playing at a 94-point pace over a full season, so we'll take the under 64.5. Columbus Blue Jackets, under 64.5. In the case of the Blue Jackets, I guess I'm not entirely sold on their goaltending, even if it was a strength last season. Elvis Merzlikins and Jonas Korpisalo don't have a long enough track record to just be sure that they're going to be an advantage for Columbus. And their defense is solid, and the forward group is okay, although there's probably some question about how much they're going to score, because they don't have a ton of offensive performers that are established in that lineup. They kind of need some of their young guys to step up, and maybe they will, but I'm a little bit skeptical of Columbus. Arizona Coyotes, under 58.5, and I just don't see enough scoring from the Coyotes. They have quality goaltending. Darcy Kemper and Antti Raanta's really good tandem. They have a solid veteran defense core, but I just don't see enough scoring talent up front for them to be consistently dangerous, even if Phil Kessel bounces back to be the good version of Phil Kessel as opposed to what they had last year. I don't think that in itself will be enough. And then the Detroit Red Wings, over 43.5 points. Now, it's not like this expectation is that the Red Wings will be good. They won't be. But they did add some solid pros to their lineup, not the least of which is goaltender Thomas Greiss. And, you know, the veteran netminder should represent a pretty significant upgrade on Jimmy Howard, who managed to win 2 of 26 decisions for the Red Wings last season. So I know goaltender wins are not a thing, but Jimmy Howard's numbers did not suggest that he played well and just got let down by his team last year. So the Red Wings can hope that Thomas Greiss will help them be a little bit more competitive. I still think they're going to be hovering around the bottom of the league, but at least a more competitive team hovering around the bottom of the league. Now, coming up next, my full fantasy projections are on a Google sheet. You can find it at scottcullenhockey.substack.com. So I'm going to look at player point totals and the individual awards at betonline.ag. See where there might be some opportunities. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. They have a bunch of great flavors. My favorites are peanut butter brownie and salted caramel. But they're all low fat, low carb, high protein, all in a convenient bar. They've added 6 new flavors. Caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. Now, I've been trying to shed some quarantine pounds at a boot camp for the past couple of months, and I've had some success. I leaned right into it with Built Bar to give my muscles the protein boost they need. So go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off your next order. That's BuiltBar.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON to save 20% off your next order. Enjoy the best protein bar on the planet. 2020 is mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get podcasts. So you can check out NHL award odds at betonline.ag. I thought I would go through, take a look. I wrote about this in The Athletic, but we can go through each of the awards and see where there might be some potential value. Start with the Hart Trophy for the most valuable player. The favorites are who you would think it would be: Connor McDavid, Nathan MacKinnon, Leon Draisaitl. I don't think there's any real surprise of those three. In fact, in general, if you go through who the favorites are for each award, I think they're, you know, who you would expect. Where's the value come? And obviously it comes further down the board. I think, you know, Austin Matthews at plus 1400 for the Hart Trophy is not bad. I think Steven Stamkos at plus 2000 isn't bad. Given that Nikita Kucherov is going to be out for Tampa Bay, Stamkos does offer some upside there if he happens to stay healthy and have a really big season for the Lightning. The Art Ross Trophy, the league's leading scorer. Favorites are Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Nathan MacKinnon. Hey, familiar names. And if everything goes according to plan, those should be the top three scorers in the league. If you're looking for value, maybe it's Mitch Marner. If Matthews has a huge goal-scoring season and Marner's on his wing, maybe there's a path there. Maybe Braden Point. If we're talking as Steven Stamkos maybe having a potential Hart Trophy season, maybe Braden Point feeds him, and Braden Point's at plus 2,500. There's some value there. The Maurice Richard Trophy for the leading goal scorer. Now, this is a bit of a surprise that Austin Matthews has the best odds or lowest odds, plus 250, ahead of Alex Ovechkin, who's at plus 650. Ovechkin has won the goal-scoring title 7 of the past 8 seasons. And, you know, you can look at age and say Ovechkin's 35 and Austin Matthews is 23. This could be the year that Matthews steps ahead to be the top goal scorer in the league. But it's tough going against somebody who's won 7 of the past 8, in particular because Ovechkin stays healthy. He hardly ever misses games. And Matthews, in his 4 NHL seasons, has had a couple of seasons where he's missed some time with injuries. And so he doesn't have that same durability. And so that's one advantage that Ovechkin is going to hold going into this season. And so that makes him a quality number two at that price. If you're looking for kind of long shots who might be able to get in there, Patrick Laine is plus 3,300. His past couple of seasons, he hasn't finished at the same rate that he did in his first 2 seasons. But if he got back to shooting 17-18%, you know, there's a path to Patrick Laine being the league's leading goal scorer this year. And the real long shot, Evgeny Malkin, is like 100-1. But, you know, Malkin, if he manages to stay healthy in this shortened season, like one of the things is he misses time just about every season. But if he manages to stay healthy for all or most of this season, and, you know, the percentages tilt a little favorably, he still gets lots of ice time, still generates a lot of shots. Well, maybe he wins a close goal scoring race in a 56-game season. The Norris Trophy. For the league's top defensemen, favorites are Victor Hedman, Roman Josi, and John Carlson. Now, Hedman won a couple of years ago. Josi won last season. John Carlson finished 2nd last season. So one of the things about the Norris Trophy is it tends to be an award a player sort of has to work their way towards. Unless you sort of burst onto the scene in offensively, really. Because the guys who have exceeded, I guess, expectations, who haven't received Norris Trophy votes and then all of a sudden won, are Erik Karlsson and PK Subban in recent years. But most of the time, the players who win the Norris Trophy have been sort of in the hunt previously. And so, you know, the guys who I like for some value, none of them have really been that close. I mean, Kale McCarr is just going into his 2nd season. Miro Heiskanen for Dallas Stars, and Charlie McAvoy for the Boston Bruins. Those are guys who I think, you know, have real possible value, maybe Shea Theodore in Vegas as well, but none of them have been, you know, lurking on the Norris Trophy. And that's part of the challenge for all of this is that you're not just trying to handicap a player's performance, you're trying to handicap how voters will react. And what we've seen when it comes to voting for awards in general, but the Norris Trophy specifically, is that they sort of have to warm up to a candidate before he gets the big award. So let's move on to the Calder Trophy for the league's top rookie. Three favorites are probably obvious. Alexis Lafreniere, the top pick in the draft. Igor Shesterkin, his teammate with New York Rangers, who played a dozen games for the Rangers last year, but still is rookie eligible. And Kirill Kaprizov, the Russian winger who has come over from the KHL to play for the Minnesota Wild. They are quite clearly the top three candidates for the Calder Trophy. Some dark horses, I would say, if you look at what happened at the World Junior Hockey Championship. U.S. team was led by Trevor Zegras, and he's headed to the Anaheim Ducks. We don't know how big his role will be, if he'll have a role with the Ducks. But at 25-1, maybe Zegras is worth considering. Or Dylan Cousins, who was the star for Team Canada, and he has a spot waiting for him on the Buffalo Sabres, and he's 33-1. Now, I still think Lafreniere and Kaprizov are in better positions to produce offensively, and Shesterkin, if he plays well in net for the Rangers, well, it's not going to go under the radar, that's for sure. And so Zegras and Cousins are sort of long shots, but I fully expect that the Calder will go to one of the three favorites there. The Vezina Trophy, which is voted on by general managers, and favorites are Andrei Vasilevskiy, Connor Hellebuyck, Tuukka Rask, Robin Leonard. If you're looking for value a little further down, Philadelphia Flyers goaltender Carter Hart has been good for his first two seasons, but could be able to step up. And Shesterkin is plus 1600. You can see a path to Shesterkin having a really strong season for the Rangers, and then winning the Calder and potentially the Vezina. If like in his dozen games last year, he had a .932 save percentage. If he duplicates that over a full season, he would have a chance to pull the Calder and the Vezina. All right, Jack Adams Award for the league's top coach. Favorites are Barry Trotz of the New York Islanders, Jared Bednar of the Colorado Avalanche, and Peter DeBoer of the Vegas Golden Knights. Now, Bednar and DeBoer haven't won, but they're also on two of the top teams coming into the season, the Avalanche and Golden Knights. Trotz has won a couple of times already, and if the Islanders have a good season, he'll get a lot of credit again because their roster isn't great. If you're looking for value, consider Rob Brind'Amour plus 1,200 with Carolina Hurricanes, and Sheldon Keefe plus 1,400 with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Not that Keefe is going to get a ton of credit for the Maple Leafs, but if they have a really strong season and win the North Division by a bunch and sort of exceed expectations, then Keefe would have an opportunity to win that award. Now let's look at some individual player point totals where there could be a little bit of value. You're looking to get in on that. And well, one of the first things is that betonline.ag, they also do goaltender save percentage. And so not that I have huge variance on their expectations for save percentage, but Matt Murray, the Ottawa Senators, they have the over-under is 909.5. And I'm taking the under. Murray had a career low 899 save percentage last season. And he's going to an Ottawa team that isn't very good. They could struggle a bit. And even if he bounces back this season, maybe he doesn't bounce back to kind of his peak level immediately. And so I would consider Murray on the under. Now for some player point totals. Andre Kopitar, over 45.5 points. Could he continue scoring at the rate that he did last season? Well, last year, Kopitar was on a pace. He had 62 points in 70 games. That would give him more than 49 points in a 56-game season. So, even if he's 33 years old, you can certainly see Kopitar giving you at least 46 points in this 56-game season as long as he stays healthy. Dylan Larkin, under 49.5 points. And, look, I think Larkin's a great young player, but he doesn't have a ton of support in Detroit. So I would have some doubts about banking on 50 points in 56 games. John Carlson, the Capitals defenseman, under 52.5 points. He's been the top scoring defenseman over the past three seasons, but that's still a big number to cover. He would have to stay healthy, for sure, almost the entire season. It's a 56-game season, and he needs 53 points. That's a lot to ask. And if he happens to miss any time at all, it becomes, really, really difficult. Kirill Kaprizov, the Wild rookie winger, I have him over 33.5 points because points from the KHL tend to transfer pretty favorably to the NHL. And Kaprizov's last two seasons in the KHL, he had 113 points in 114 games. Now, there are some legitimate issues about who he's going to be playing with in Minnesota and whether they have a playmaking center who is going to bring out the best in him, but I do like him to clear 33.5 points in his rookie season. Leon Draisaitl, under 79.5 points. And Draisaitl, as I mentioned, he's one of the favorites for the Hart Trophy and the Art Ross Trophy. He led the league in scoring last season and won the Hart Trophy as league MVP, but he was also riding sky-high percentages. And that's both his own shooting percentage and his on-ice shooting percentage. And so if the percentages dip at all, if the Oilers' power play isn't as dominant, if he misses any time, it becomes really difficult to put up 80 points in a 56-game season. Got Max Pacioretty, the Vegas Golden Knights, under 45.5 points. Pacioretty had a great season last year. He had 66 points in 71 games. But he also played every game, and he had missed 34 games in the previous two seasons. So, as Pacioretty's into his 30s, maybe some injury risk, and likely not to duplicate what was one of the very best seasons of his career. And one more, Ryan O'Reilly, St. Louis Blues captain, under 51.5 points. He's a strong two-way player, but O'Reilly also had inflated percentages last season. His shot generation went way down, and so I'm a little cautious about his point production. As a result, I'm not going to count on O'Reilly to get at least 52 points in a 56-game season. When we come back, we will look at the first night of hockey coming up for the 2021 season and with the matchups and DFS tips. Are you ready for some hockey? The NHL regular season drops the puck today. The NFL playoffs are on, and there's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust. It's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. When the puck drops on the NHL season, the NBA is in full swing, the NFL playoffs are going on, so don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. The NHL regular season is starting today, and the best way to keep track of it all is by subscribing to Locked On NHL. Local experts each week bring you the biggest stories, game recaps, and fantasy advice all in one podcast. Subscribe to Locked On NHL wherever you get podcasts. Send me your questions. I'm at By Scott Cullen on Twitter. Show is at @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. Want to send an email, direct it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. Let's take a look at some picks for Wednesday. Lines courtesy of betonline.ag. Now, the thing is, I think most of the lines for Wednesday are pretty good, not that far off my model. If I had to pick one, I'd try Montreal plus 118 at Toronto. The Leafs are assumed to be the favorites in the North Division. But Montreal might have something to say about it, especially if goaltender Carey Price has a strong season. First game, the Pittsburgh Penguins are slight underdogs against the Philadelphia Flyers. Flyers at minus 110, Penguins at plus 100. I suppose if I had to, I might consider the Penguins in that game. But again, like I said, a lot of these lines are very close to what my forecast was for the day as well. Montreal Canadiens, as I said, plus 118, the Toronto Maple Leafs. Chicago Blackhawks at the Tampa Bay Lightning. Lightning are favored, minus 238. Which is a pretty big difference, but we're looking at a Lightning team that is the defending cup champion and still has a very good team against a Chicago Blackhawks team that isn't expected to be very good. So understand why the odds are what they are in that game. St. Louis Blues at the Colorado Avalanche. The Avalanche minus 136, Blues plus 123. As I said, not that far off what my expectations were for that game. And then Vancouver Canucks plus 115 at the Edmonton Oilers minus 127. Now, since I don't love the matchups a whole lot, let's take a look at some DFS value plays. On DraftKings, Tampa Bay center Braden Point, $7,000 against Chicago. As I said, Chicago is expected to be one of the worst teams in the league. Suspect goaltending, and Braden Point is likely to be a real play driver, leading the offensive attack for the Lightning. So plus $7,000 on DraftKings is not bad at all. Now, on the other hand, I don't have great expectations for Chicago in that game at Tampa Bay, but Dylan Strome is going to be playing first line center for the for Chicago, and it's $3,100 to grab Dylan Strome on DraftKings. So if that'll help you fill out your lineup elsewhere, There's certainly some value in Dylan Strome at that price. Toronto's Joe Thornton at 3,600 for their game against Montreal. Now, expectations should be modest for Thornton. He's 41 years old, but he also may be starting the season with Auston Matthews and Mitch Marner on the Maple Leafs top line. And so anybody who is going to get a chance in that position might be worth a look, and Thornton qualifies. St. Louis winger Mike Hoffman, only $3,200 at Colorado. As I've said, I expect Colorado to be the best team in the league this season, but Hoffman should be set up on the St. Louis power play to pull the trigger. And so at $3,200, that's worth your time. A couple of defensemen, Tyson Barrie, $4,400 for Edmonton against Vancouver. Expect Barrie to have a bounce-back season after not a great year in Toronto, but he's going to be quarterbacking the Edmonton power play, and $4,400 is not too bad. I also think Jeff Petrie from Montreal at $4,500 is a pretty decent value play. Petrie, I think, is massively underrated for fantasy because he'll also give you hits and block shots, and those are categories that people don't pay that much attention to. So that will do it for today. It's time to drop the puck. Enjoy the games. I'll be back tomorrow recapping the Wednesday games and getting you set for Thursday's action. You can check out my position-by-position fantasy rankings and more analysis at scottcullenhockey.substack.com. It's free to sign up. I'm all over the place right now. You can check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball. I've written fantasy hockey preview pieces for McKean's Hockey, Dauber Hockey, and The Athletic. I'll be contributing to The Athletic throughout the hockey season. So find these podcasts, subscribe, rate them on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.